Now, another uniquely American tradition. Commentator Bruce Nemiroff was editing the papers of musicologist John Work, and he came across recordings of African-American high school quartet contests in the 1930s.
There was a buzz on the campus of Tennessee A&I that last weekend in March of 1938. The Black College in Nashville was hosting the 9th Annual State Convention of the New Farmers of America. On that Friday evening, an event unique to the NFA was about to begin, the quartet contest. One finalist in the state championship was from nearby Murfreesboro. Holloway High was Murfreesboro's black high school, and their quartet was made up of two freshmen, Richard Gregory and Zema Richardson, and two sophomores, Anthony Winrow and Warren Johnson. They were nervous when they began, "Little David, Play on Your Harp."
My soul, God help me, O Lord.
One of the judges that day was Fisk University music professor John Work. He'd brought along the school's recording machine, a Presto portable that recorded sound on plastic-coated discs. In the Jim Crow South, black students weren't permitted to join the Future Farmers of America, so a Tennessee chapter of the New Farmers of America was formed in 1930. Like their white counterparts in the FFA, New Farmers were taught leadership and farming skills. But unlike Future Farmers, New Farmers met in a classroom under a picture of Booker T. Washington, and they competed in quartet contests. In the fall of 1937, Holloway High music teacher Inez Henderson selected and trained four young men for the annual contest. These singers rehearsed hour after hour that winter. And the hard work paid off when they won the Tennessee championship in the spring and headed for Pine Bluff, Arkansas, and the national competition in August. The Holloway Ag teacher, G.K. Kersey, drove the group. They stopped in Memphis for dinner at Bessie's Chicken Shack, and they crossed the Mississippi River on the ferry. Eight groups were set to compete, and the Holloway Quartet had to wait their turn in an empty room, listening to the other groups over loudspeakers. Finally, it was their turn. They took the stage in white shirts, black ties, and black coats with white trousers. They all had on black and white wingtip shoes. Part of the final score would be based on stage appearance. They sang Daniel Saw the Stone, just as they had on this recording made by Professor Work in Nashville.
Daniel saw the stone that was hewed out to mount the honor. Daniel saw the stone that came rolling through Babylon. Daniel saw the stone that was you got to mount and came down to redeem another world.
The young Tennesseans won the national championship, and back home they received so many invitations to sing at churches, they couldn't make them all. For a while, they were famous. From 1935 to 1965, the New Farmers of America, through the quartet competitions, gave thousands of young black Southerners the opportunity to develop musical and leadership skills. By learning the songs of their parents and grandparents, they celebrated their race. But in 1965, during a time of enormous social change, the New Farmers were absorbed by the Future Farmers of America. Racial pride soon would be expressed by James Brown's "Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud." And the mass choir sound of Edward Hawkins' "Oh Happy Day" would represent black religious song to America. And the picture of Booker T. Washington would no longer hang on the schoolroom wall over the New Farmers of America.
Bruce Nemiroff is a musician, a writer, and the editor of the book Lost, Delta, Found.